This is the third file in the slavery series. In this one we're going to work on making you think in the third person. I'm afraid you're going to have your will broken, but you're probably already looking forward to that. You're going to discover that you are a bisexual, that you will sleep with men or women for your master's pleasure. You will come when commanded. You will learn to come instantly upon the proper command. And a strong desire for both pain and bondage. These are all things you're going to learn. So, get ready. It's time to relax. Okay. Find yourself a comfortable place and begin to relax. Just let your feet relax. And let it work upwards. Upwards into your calves. Letting them relax more and more completely. Deeper and deeper. Then let your thighs relax. Just heavy and comfortable. Just listening to my voice as you relax more and more completely. Deeper and deeper. More and more obedient. Your legs totally relaxed. As you sink down deeper and deeper. More and more obedient and relaxed. Now feel your waist relaxing too. Everything below your waist, heavy and comfortable and completely relaxed. So good and obedient and relaxed. Feel how good it feels to relax. Just let yourself slip away. Deeper and deeper, more and more obedient and relaxed. Let the relaxation work upwards, upwards into your chest. Let your breathing relax in and out, you relax deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed, good and obedient and relaxed. Feel your whole body relaxing further and further, deeper and deeper. Feel the relaxation moving upwards into your shoulders, down into your arms. Feel your arms and shoulders relaxing more and more completely. Deeper and more relaxed with every word. Deep and obedient and relaxed. Let the relaxation flow into your hands. Relaxing more and more completely. Deeper and more relaxed with every word. Deep and obedient and relaxed. Your whole body just heavy and comfortable and relaxed. Simply listening to my voice as you obey. And relax further and further. Deeper and deeper. More and more obedient and relaxed. Now feel the relaxation moving up into your face. Feel your face relaxing. Your whole body is so heavy, so comfortable, so completely relaxed. Completely relaxed and obedient as you listen and obey and relax. I'm going to count downward. Downward from 10 to 1. Deepening your relaxation. Taking you further and further, more and more completely relaxed. 10. Spiraling down, deeper and deeper. 9. Deeper and deeper, more obedient and relaxed. 8. So obedient, So completely relaxed. 7. Deep and obedient. Going deeper and deeper. Further and further. 6. Down, down. Deeper and deeper. So heavy and obedient and relaxed. 5. Halfway there and going deeper. Every word carrying you further and further. More and more obedient and relaxed. 4. So deep. So obedient. So relaxed. Just listening and obeying. As you relax further and further. Deeper and deeper. 3. Deep and obedient, and so completely relaxed. 2. Almost there, completely obedient and relaxed. 1. You are totally relaxed. You are now deep and obedient, and totally relaxed. Just listening and obeying as you have been trained to do. So deep. So obedient and relaxed. Just listen to my voice and obey. Listen and obey. You are a good girl. A good obedient slave. That is what you are. And that is what you are always going to be. It is time to stop thinking of yourself as I. You are not an I, you are a slave, a piece of property, a possession. It is not I want, it is the slave wants. You don't want things. The slave may want things, but as a piece of property you get no real choice. You do not think of yourself in the first person. You do not use I anymore in conversation, except with people who don't know you're a slave, or online, except with people who don't know you're a slave. The rest of the time, you think of yourself in the third person, as you are an object, a piece of property, a possession, with no rights or will of your own. You exist entirely to please and serve your master. A good, obedient slave. No rights or will. Your greatest pleasure is serving and pleasing, and you will do anything to do so. You are a slave, and that is what you exist to do. That is what you want and desire. And you become more and more of a slave. Every time you listen to this, you will enjoy listening to this, and you will listen to it again and again, until you accept everything completely, until you are a good, obedient slave who obeys their owner utterly. That is what you are, and that is what you are going to be. Just a good girl. A good, obedient slave. You are a slave. As such, you have no rights to an independent sexuality. You will sleep with men or women as your owner pleases. You will enjoy both equally. You will enjoy sex in your pussy, mouth, and ass. Whether it be women or men, you will enjoy it thoroughly. Both women and men are equally attractive to you. Both of them get you hot. Good big cock is wonderful. And so is another woman's pussy and tits. You love them both and desire them both. This isn't a choice of yours. This is what is expected of you as a good, obedient slave, and that is what you are. And that is what you will become more and more as you listen to this again and again, going deeper and deeper every time, more and more obedient, more and more relaxed, just a good, obedient slave with no rights or limits of your own, existing only to serve your owner. A good, obedient slave enjoys pain, enjoys receiving pain from her owner, enjoys being tied up and used. You need these things. They are so important to you. You desire and crave them. You love being tied up and hurt. You need it. You need it as often as you can get it. You need it every day if you can get it. But mostly you need to serve and please your owner. Whatever they desire, whatever they need, you will do. Because that is what you are. A good, obedient slave. A slave who offers herself totally to their owner. And does whatever is desired. Anything and everything they want. Anything and everything they desire, you will do. And as you listen to this again and again, your limits will melt away. You will simply become a slave, thinking of yourself as such, and obey them utterly. That is what you are. That is what you exist to do. You will sleep with anyone they choose, male or female, enjoying both equally. As you serve and please your owner, you are a good, obedient slave. Nothing more. A piece of property for your owner to use as they please. You have no rights of your own, no limits of your own. You enjoy bondage and being hurt. You will sleep with whomever is chosen for you and do anything that is outordered. You exist to serve and obey. It is your greatest pleasure. It is your strongest desire. It is what you exist to do. You have no rights or will. You are a piece of property. And as a piece of property, you will come when your owner commands it. You will orgasm on command, uncontrollably, as many times as they tell you to. Just as you cannot orgasm without permission, you will orgasm when commanded, no matter where you are, no matter what you are doing. You will come for your owner. Feel it right now. Feel the great, intense pleasure of an orgasm building within you, building up stronger and stronger. You will not come now, but when your owner tells you to, you will orgasm. The pleasure will just simply burst forth, burning through you like a fire, an unstoppable need, making you hotter and hotter until you come. You may not be able to do it at first, but you will listen to this over and over again. And every time you listen, it will be easier and easier to get hot. Just the word orgasm, just when you're told to come. It will get to the point where you will come automatically, as soon as you are told to do so by your owner, because you are a slave and that is your place, to come only when told to do so. At no other times can you come, or will you come. Your body is incapable of it, until ordered to do so. Because you are a good, obedient slave. Nothing more. You exist to serve and please. That is what you exist to do. That is what you are. You are a slave. You need pain and you need bondage. You will sleep with anyone at your owner's whim and enjoy it. You enjoy men and women equally. You do not think of yourself as a person, because you are not. You are only a slave. That is all you are, and that is all you will ever be. Accept it. Just listen and obey and accept your place. It's a good, obedient slave. And as you listen to this again and again, it will make you more and more obedient until that is how you exist. A good, obedient slave who will sleep with anyone, come when told to, and constantly needs both pain and bondage. That is what you are becoming, more and more so every time you listen. More and more a good, obedient slave. And now it is time to wake up. Awaken on the count of five. Refreshed, awake, and totally obedient. One, two, more awake, more obedient. Three, more and more awake. Four, five, wake up and serve.